A new mutual aid agreement has been signed that will strengthen collaboration between Vernon and Lake Country's fire departments. The two municipalities have formalized the agreement between Vernon Fire Rescue Services and the Lake Country Fire Department. Announced Thursday, the agreement promises to enhance emergency response capacity in the area. The agreement enables both departments to provide personnel, equipment, and resources to one another during large-scale emergencies, complex incidents, or when additional support is needed. It reflects a long-standing relationship between the two departments and a shared commitment to public safety, the City of Vernon said in a press release. The mutual aid agreement is in effect immediately, and comes as wildfire season takes full swing, with the Drought Hill wildfire along Highway 97 in Peachland igniting Wednesday. It has since spread to 57 hectares and forced evacuation orders and alerts in the area. Black Press Media is covering the blaze on an ongoing basis. This agreement formalizes the collaboration that has existed for years between our departments, Vernon Fire Chief David Lind said. It enhances our ability to share resources, improve coordination, and ensure effective response when it matters most. Whether it's a large-scale emergency or a complex incident, this framework helps us better protect both communities. In 2023, Vernon Fire Rescue Services was among the first to support the Lake Country Fire Department during the initial response to the Clark Creek wildfire, Lake Country Fire Chief Darren Lee pointed out. In 2024, our departments once again joined forces to battle multiple wildfires sparked by a lightning storm that impacted both Cars Landing and Predator Ridge. These back-to-back responses highlight the strength and reliability of our partnership and the critical role it plays in protecting our communities, Lee said. Mutual aid agreements are tools for building regional resiliency, allowing departments to pool resources and expertise, support one another during times of high call volume or staff shortages, and better manage complex incidents such as wildfires, structure fires, or rescue operations. The agreement also includes provisions for joint training sessions, knowledge sharing, and collaboration on emergency planning.